I am Mike Dudas, and on this edition of the podcast, my guest is Cole Wallace, entrepreneur extraordinaire, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on his successful local business. Hello, Cole. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Oh, great. All right. So let's start out with, tell me how old you are.
I just turned 18 in August.
18 years old. Okay. And where do you go to school?
Clear Springs High School.
Clear Springs High School. So I'm assuming you're probably a senior. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're a senior at Clear Springs High School. So average high school student, but we're going to get ready to find out, well, you're anything but average from what you're doing right now. So, so on top of dealing with your studies and being a high school senior, tell us what you've gotten yourself into.
So, last year, when the pandemic first hit, we got out of school, I believe it was for spring break, and then the pandemic came down and we just never went back to school. And I believe we were out of school for the whole year, and then summer came, and I had an idea to open a business, and I put a business plan together, and I told my father, I said, Dad, I want to start a business, and this is what I want to do. And long story short, I opened up a liquidation wholesale warehouse store that's open to the public.
So what gave you the idea? What was the spark?
So I knew that I always wanted to work for myself and kind of be my own boss, I guess. I knew that I always wanted to be my own entrepreneur and just do something that I want to do. And just like I said, just work for myself, not work for somebody else, and just have them pay me what they feel I'm worth. I just really wanted to just take that leap off the cliff and just take the initiative and just kind of be my own entrepreneur. But what really sparked it all was I used to go to businesses that I opened quite a lot. There's a few kind of the same concept that I do out there in North Houston and Pasadena. And that's kind of really where I picked the idea of the type of store that I wanted to open. And then I kind of saw what could be changed and what could be modified to make it run more efficient and smoothly. And I kind of took that idea and I plugged it in with my input and I kind of created Steals and Deals.
That is fantastic. So tell me about a little about your background. So how have you gathered all the tools necessary to make this idea a reality?
So like I said, it all started off with just an idea. I tried not to look at the big picture because a lot of people, they look at the big picture right at first about opening up a business. And a lot of people get discouraged at the big picture. There's a saying that I really love. It's called most dreams, they don't get out of bed. So I kind of broke it down bit by bit. And I knew the first thing that I had to do was I had the concept together and I knew, okay, I have the concept. Now I need a location. And I searched and searched and searched for locations. And I knew I wanted to open up a location in Galveston because it's just, I love the island, just the whole community down there in Galveston is just really good. And I knew I could corner the market really good in Galveston because Galveston has never seen a store like that. So I found the location. My father helped me negotiate a great lease. And from there, we took the building as is. We got 5 months, no TI. So we got it rent free. And we took the building as is. And I didn't have a whole lot of money, but of course I had money saved up because I've been working for about 3 years now. I used to work at my dad's surf shop down in Galveston. And so I saved up a lot of money and we took the building as is, which was kind of a big rent because we had to remodel the whole building. And we did it all ourselves and it took us about 6 months and it's just been one long journey.
Sounds like it, but I guess thinking back to whatever you were your starting point to where you're now, you're probably really amazed how far you've made it, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll go back in my phone and, I'll look at all the pictures that I had about 6 or 7 months ago when I first took the building and when I was painting the walls, when I was doing all the electrical and plumbing myself, because I didn't have the money to hire a plumber to come in. So I'm over here just on YouTube watching videos with my dad, and we're painting walls and we're figuring out how to get the water and just really looking back at all the pictures. It's just crazy to see how far that I've came from when I first opened the store. It really just blows my mind.
So when you had your idea and you asked your dad about it, if you could do it, what have you, how hard was it to convince your dad to let you do this?
You know, my dad, I got to give it to my parents. I have the most loving and supporting parents that I could ever ask for in the whole world. You know, I came to my dad and I told him, I go, man, I got a really good idea. I really want to open up a business. And there's this store concept that I think could do really great in Galveston. Do you think you could help me out? And he said, of course, son, like, I'll support you, whatever you need done necessary. So, saved up a lot of money. I sold my first motorcycle, and I sold my gold chain necklace. You know, I pretty much sold everything I had to get some more money, because I didn't realize opening up a store, you know, would definitely take a lot of money.
And what kind of odd jobs did you as a typical teenager do before you took the big leap into this venture?
So first, you know, like growing up in high school, I'd say like freshman year, I used to go door to door, you know, and I used to mow lawns and get a little money here. But then I started working for my dad down in Galveston, renting Surrey bikes and electric scooters down there, 1020 Seawall, it's called Jungle Surf Rental. And I worked for him 3 years. And then I also did a lot of buying and selling. So I would always go on Craigslist, Marketplace, and I would look for like good used cars to buy, and I would buy them and I would repost them. I would clean them up. I would take way better pictures. I would advertise them better, and I would just put them out to a bigger market, and I would sell the cars, and I'd make a nickel here, you know, I'd make a few hundred bucks. So I've just always tried to hustle.
Hustle, I think it's your middle name. So, all right. So tell us about your store. When you go inside of it, what do you see?
So as soon as you walk in my store, you get greeted with the ice cold water. It's not, would you like ice cold water? It's, here you go, I got you ice cold water. You know, the customer service, when you walk into my store, you can really feel it. That's one thing we pride ourselves on the most, is customer service. But when you walk in my store, as soon as you walk in, the first thing you see is a free TV giveaway. If you don't know about this, we give free TVs away the first Saturday of every single month. As soon as you walk in the store, there's a big TV staring at you. We give TVs away every single month. So that's hanging from the ceiling, Mike. But when you look around, you can see anything and everything, pretty much from big retailers such as baby items, home decor, electronics, bedding, furniture. Just pretty much, it's like a Walmart and Target combined, but amazing, great prices. You know, what we do is we get these huge semi truckloads in from these big retailers, and we pull up what they sell it for. And for example, if it's a Project 62 brand gold floor lamp, what we like to do, especially on a lot of our furniture and floor lamp, is we understand, you know, how pricey those items can get. So what we do is we print the listing from the retailer that it comes from, and we show people, so this lamp is regularly $200 and our price will be $99.99. So that way people can really see the saving. So when you come down to Steals and Deals, you get a chance to buy the exact same items that are sitting at big retailers, but for a discounted liquidation wholesale price.
I like how you say in your little advertisements I've seen on social media, we say we have the same things as Wally World and the Bullseye, right?
Yes.
That's hilarious. How do you know, and how do you find things to buy? How do you know what will sell at your store? And when you decide you want an item, how do you know where to go buy in bulk?
Well, so, you know, it's crazy about what will sell. Whenever I first opened up, I would kind of look at some of the product and I would be like, oh man, I really hope this sells. But I've learned in retail, Mike, that literally anything and everything sells if it's for a great price. People love a deal. People love to save money. I work hard for my money. You work hard for your money. Everybody works hard for their money. So when you can save 50% off, 60, 70, 80, even 90% off on most items, people love a deal. So they're going to take advantage of it and everything's going to sell. And so how we kind of get the product is we have contracts with big retailers. Right now, our biggest distributor is Bullseye, and we buy semi truckloads of them, you know, those big 18 wheelers that you see that, and they come with about 26 pallets, 6 to 7 foot high, about 10 to 12,000 items each semi truckload. And you get general merchandise. So it's just anything and everything that these big retail stores carry. Like I said, it can be anything from furniture to baby items, home decor, lamps, kitchen appliances, microwaves, crock pots, your air fryers, your steamers, your refrigerators, your deep freezers, purses. I mean, literally everything.
Since you opened your doors, what's been your biggest surprise about this whole venture?
You know, my biggest surprise as soon as we opened the doors is actually my customers and the support that I have gained from the island. It's just, I can't even fathom how great, you know, all of the locals support me. They always come down and they see me, and I literally probably, I have the best customers on the whole planet. I mean, I have just truly amazing customers, and the support that I've been getting from the island, the support that I've been getting from the island has just absolutely just blew me away.
And where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now?
5 to 10 years. Wow. That's a lot. I see myself opening up more locations around. I'm actually working on a second location right now up in Lake Livingston. That one should be open in about 30 to 45 days. And I'm already planning a third one in Galveston. It's going to be called just a little secret. It's going to be called The Bin Store. And that one's going to be located in Galveston, the third one. I'm already working on that one right now.
Wow. That's something for us here in Galveston to look forward to. So if I asked some of your friends, or I went to Clear Springs High School, and I would ask the question, describe Cole Wallace. Tell me a little bit about him. What would they tell me?
Oh my gosh. They would probably say I am, a lot of my friends, they kind of joke around and they say, Cole, you are the energized bunny, you know, like the batteries. You just keep going. They would probably say very hardworking and just determined and motivated. Cause once I set my mind to it, it's just like I put on horse blinds. I got to get it done.
You know who you remind me of, and I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but you remind me of a very young Mattress Mac.
Oh my gosh. I think that is one of the best compliments that I could ever get. I get that a lot, a lot of people tell me you are like a mini Mattress Mac. And I think that's one of the best compliments I could ever get. Every time someone says that to me, it just really hits home and it brings a big smile to my face, because he is truly one of my biggest inspirations, you know, just his drive, his work ethic, and just everything that he's built, you know. He is definitely a huge, huge inspiration to me.
All right, before we run out of time, tell us again where your business is located, the hours of operation, phone number, et cetera.
So Steals and Deals, it's located at 6000 Broadway. It's right next to PPG and Fastenal, right over there by Big Lots. Our hours of operation Monday through Friday are 10 to 7. Saturday, we open an hour early, so we're 9 to 7. And Sunday, we're 10 to 6. The stores you love, the brands you trust, the items you need, and the prices you simply just cannot beat. If you're watching this, and if you're listening to this podcast right now, make sure y'all come down and see me, and I'm going to save you some mega money.
My guest on this edition of the podcast has been Cole Wallace. If you would like to be a guest on a future podcast in order to feature your business or organization, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com. I am Mike Gutis. Thank you for listening.